Blog Talk Radio.
That are listening to this program, to turn your in your Bibles, Matthew chapter 6, and I will start reading at verse 14. And if you read up above verse 14, verse 9, it tells you how to pray. You forgive men their trespasses, our Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance. That means a facial expression. Countenance does. They disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when you fast, anoint thine head, anoint your head, and wash thy face. Those are the two things that you should do when you're fasting, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and dust corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. Let me read verse 21 again. Therefore, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is that, therefore, that eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eyes be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. For therefore the light that is in thee be darkness. How great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And mammon is riches, wealth, as well as money. I have read for you in your hearing Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 24. Read the entire chapter. Read the entire chapter 6. I found it to be a good read. May God, may our Father in heaven bless the words that he has prepared for us to know and understand. And we will do that. Now, sheep, I want you to turn your Bibles to I am in Genesis chapter 36. I read 34 and 35 last Tuesday. You can program on Tuesday at 11 o'clock if our Father allows them, as well as on Friday evening at 5 o'clock. And you know that the evening starts the day, the new day, the Sabbath day. Let me tell you, I think it's in chapter 1 of Genesis, verse 5, where God called the day light, he called night, and the evening and the morning the first day. We're the first day. So that's why I'm saying that today, this evening, we are in the beginning of the Sabbath. And I get that from reading my understanding from Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. And I want you all to get it too. And I am so happy that you are listening to me. And I will try to explain the best that I can the words that our Father has had his shepherds or to write in this Bible. Some people may say this Bible is not written by man. I mean, is not written by God, but by men. Just like God told me, well, Jesus told me to feed his sheep. My assignment is to feed his sheep. And it might be difficult sometimes when I am unable to pronounce the words correctly. Of course, that makes me upset. And I want to finish, go back to school. I have started this. And if I can, I will go back. And let me tell you this. In today's lesson, there are a number of words that I don't know how to pronounce, but I will try to pronounce those words. And let's start. Genesis chapter 6. Oh, I should tell you who I am, because I I really want you to know, I am, well, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Saturday evening to everyone. The only day that the Bible tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Read it for yourself. It's in Exodus. It's the fourth commandment. Read it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I do not know the real Bible. I know the King James has a version, and that's why I read the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath observance starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. But you should know that. Also, you know that I always want you to have your three P's ready. And those are, for those who are first-time listeners, pen, pencil, and paper, so that you can jot down whatever references or scriptures I may say to you. Excuse me. I have to belch. Excuse me. So, I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 36. Again, we read last Tuesday chapters 34 and 35 of Genesis. So I left off at chapter 36, and that's where I will start right now. Now, these are the generations of Esau, who Edom. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Ada and the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Ahalabama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Gideon, the Havite, and Bethshemeth, Israel's daughter, sister of Nebaho. And Ada bare Esau, Lizapath, and Bethshemeth bare Raul, and Ahalabama bare Jesu, and Jalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the persons of his house and his cattle and all his beasts and all his substance which he had gotten in the land of Canaan and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. Their riches were more than they might dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not bear or support them because of their cattle. Verse 8, thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And these are the generations of Edom, the father of the Edomites in the Mount Seir, are the names of Esau's sons, Elizapath, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau, Reuel, the son of Bethshemeth, the wife of Esau, and the sons of Ephaz were Timon, Omar, Jephthah and Gotham and Kenaz. And Timon was concubine to Elizabeth, Esau's son, and she bare Elizabeth, Malik, who were the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Raum, Nahath, and Zerba, Shemma, and Mesha. These were the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. And these were the sons of Ahalabamah, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zimeon, Esau's wife. And she bare to Esau Jeshu and Dimon and Koresh. I'm at verse 15. I just want you sheep to know that it's a good thing to read the genealogy if you can, because you'll find out that Esau, well, you just know who those people are that you are reading about. You will know a little bit about them. You know, Esau is Edom. And what you do is look up what the Lord, our Father in heaven, has said to about Edom in the book, in the Bible, and why. So it's very important that the genealogy and understand them if you can. Now, I stopped at verse 15. I'll start again. These were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Epaz, the firstborn son of Esau, Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zeppo, Duke Kenaz, Duke Karun, Duke Gotham, and Duke Amalek. And are the these are the dukes that came of Epaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada. And these were the sons of Raum, Esau's son, Duke Nahath. Maybe that's Nahath. Duke Zerna, Duke Shimna, Duke Zizaz, Duke Mizaz, and someone laughing, that's throwing me off. It's not a good thing, Father in heaven. Knock the heck out of that person for me. These are the dukes that came of Raum in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Ahalabamah, Esau's wife, Duke Jeshu, Duke Jalem, Duke Koran. These were the dukes that came of Ahalabamah, the daughter of Ana, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, who is Edom. And these are their dukes. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, who inhabited the land, Latham, Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anna, and Dishon, and Esau, Ezer, and Dishan. These are the dukes of Behorites, the children of Seir, in the land of Edom. and the children of Lathan the Horite, and Heman, and Latham's sister was Tina, and the children of Shobal were Alvin and Manasseh, and Manasseh and Ebal, Sipho, and Omen. These were the children of Simeon, both Ajar and Anna. These were Anna that found Muse in the wilderness, or you can say desert, as he bit the asses and the asses of donkeys in Simeon of his father. And the children of Anna were these: Dishon, Ahalamama, the daughter of Anna. And these were the children of Dishon: Heman. Let me say that again. This Heman and Esban and Ishran and Sharon, the children of Ezer, are these: Bilhan and Van and Achan. These are the children of Dishan, and these and Aran, or that word is Aran. These are the dupes that came of the Horites: Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Simeon, Duke Anna, Duke Dishon, Duke Ezer, Duke Dishan. These are the dupes that came of Horai among their dupes in the land of Sir. And these are 31. And these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before the reign of the kings over the children of Israel: Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom. These are the names of his city, which Dinhabah. Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah and Bajrah, reigned in his stead. And Jobab died, and his son, the land of, let me read verse 34 again. And Jobab died, and his son of the land of Timnah reigned in his stead. And his son died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of the city was Abba. Hadad died, and Samlah of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And Samlah died, and Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And Saul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Ashobah, reigned in his stead. Baal-Hanan, the son of Ashbar, died, and Hadar reigned in his stead, and the name of the city was Pau, and his wife was named Mehetabel, the daughter of Medred, the daughter of Mizhabad. And these are the names of dukes that came of Esau according to their families, after their places by their names: Duke Timon, Duke Alban, Duke Jephthah, Duke Anabama, Duke Ehar, Duke Pinnah, Duke Kinnaz, Duke Teman, and Duke Mizbar, Duke Miguel, and Duke Iram, and these be the dukes of Edom, according to their habitation, the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomite. Well, that ends the reading of chapter 36. Now, I will ask our Father in heaven to bless us to understand what he has said and to remember that Esau is the father of Edom and the Edomites. And remember, if you can, look up what's going to happen to the Edomites and why. Let's read verse 37 of Genesis. Dwelled in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Jacob, Joseph being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, I were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaves arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood upright, up around about, and made obedience," that means to bow, "to my sheep." And his brethren said to him, "Shall thou indeed reign over us? Thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obedience. That means to bow down to me. And he told it to his father and his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren said, envious, that means they were jealous. Another word for envy is jealous of him. But his father observed the saying, and his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here am I. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flock, and bring me word again. And he said, and he went. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. The man asked, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, what seekest you? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flock, their flocks. And the man said, they are departed hence. They are departed from here. For I heard them say, let's go to Dothan and to his brethren, and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him far off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired. Another word is plotted against him to slay him. Another word for slay is kill him. And they said one to another, behold, the dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hand, and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hands upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands, to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph came unto his brethren, that they coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast them into the pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spices and balm and myrrh. Judah said unto his brethren, "What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal these," another word is to cover, "his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let us not, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh." And his brethren were content. Then they passed by the Midianites' merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Jacob out of the pit and sold Joseph. Let me read verse 28 again, because I said Jacob when I should have said Joseph. 37, verse 28. And there passed by the Midianite merchant men, and they drew up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. How many pieces? That's right. You're listening to me. And they brought Joseph to Egypt. And Reuben returned to the pit. And behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent, another word for rent is tore his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren and said, "The child is not, and I, whither shall I go?" And they took him, and they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of a goat and dropped the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they fought, and they brought. Let me read verse 32 again. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, excuse me, I had to burp. She found, though not whether it be your son's coat or not. And he knew it, and he said, "It is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces." Another word for rent is the same again, tore in pieces. And Joseph rent his clothes, tore his clothes, his loins. And loins is the lower body part of a man, his sexual organs, and mourned for his son many days. And his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, "For I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning." Thus his father wept for him, and the Midianites sold him into Egypt to Potiphar, and officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. Now, that ends the reading of chapter 37. I pray that our Father will give you an understanding of what has been read. I want you all to pick up Tuesday. I want you to read 38 and 39 as well. I will believe that our Father will allow me to be back here reading to you on Tuesday at 11 o'clock. So let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you. Have done for us, most of all, for keeping the evil one away from us. In Yeshua's name, as well as in Jesus' name. I don't think I said a prayer earlier. Let me just say my prayer now. Father, thank you for all that you do for us and have done for us. Thank you for all the goodness there is. Be it unto you, Father. How was your day? I hope it was good. Father, thank you for giving me strength to do all the things that I needed done. Bless you, Father, for taking or for keeping excellent care of me forever, for always. Father, please restore us sheep today, right now. Father, thank you for blessing us sheep with sound mind and always taking care of us. Let us always choose you, our Father, as well as good. Thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for blessing us with sheep with good health and prosperity. In your surest name, better known as Jesus. Amen. See you with you sheep next week. If you can, to Amazon and purchase my three books, The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plan by Sandra Harris. Remember, our Father loves you. I do too.
Walk on through temptation, 'cause he Lift up our hearts.